You're listening to Fotch and Friends on the number one hit music station. Wake up in the morning. Power 96.5.
We welcome in Chelsea, also the Ginge. Now you are officially a married man.
Yay!
Thank you, guys. Thank you, ring on my finger.
Yeah,
she locked me down.
It is. It's really odd to go with your 12-year-old vibe. Like, you wear, we joke around with you a lot that you wear, you dress like a 12-year-old boy.
That's true.
And it's weird. It's, but then you look at the wedding ring and you're like, oh, wait.
I know.
That is, I feel like it does probably take me up just a little bit of a classy level. Basically, I've told people I've grown up a lot since I got this ring.
Mm.
Yeah, fairly mature.
What are you doing differently that's more adult?
I'm married. I say, like, my wife. When you say that, people take you a little more serious.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, well, he's married.
Because you have to at least be 18, right?
I actually don't know. I'm actually not sure if you do. I was quite a bit over that. So
yeah.
I was in the safe age.
Yeah.
Well, it's good to, we haven't really recapped the wedding. So I guess the biggest question that I had for you, did you cry?
Oh my gosh. Guys, I cried a lot.
Aww.
I cried a lot. Like, okay, all right. So here's how it went down. First of all, I knew I was going to cry. Like, as you get older, you get more in touch with your emotions. I don't know how else to put it. That's just mid-30s on, I started to just cry easier. But, all right, so at the wedding, I was doing really good. But then Tater Tot, she went first on her vows. We wrote our own. So when she started crying. And then watching her cry, that really got me. And I was like, yeah, no way I'm going to make it. So, like, when we switched our vows, I'd said this was a lot easier when we were calling you the opener and me the headliner, which is really what we were calling it. I was like, yeah, of course I'm going to go last. I'm the headliner. It went good. But yes, I did cry. I didn't cry
right now,
like, I am not actually.
Oh, you're not?
No, I'm not. But I would believe it. Anyways, I didn't make it fully through. But I think they were very touching, hopefully.
Mm. Okay, so a couple of other questions for you.
Mm-hmm.
Was your wedding song Sweetest Pie by Dua Lipa and Megan Thee Stallion?
It was not, but it was Glamorous by Fergie.
Yes.
That is literally
not
what...
Not the Jack Harlow version.
No, not the... But isn't that insane that was big, like, while we're getting married?
Yeah.
I know, it was nuts, because Glamorous, that was our first thing. I talked to her, she put Glamorous on our... After we met through Fotch and Friends. We can maybe get into that at a different point, but, you know, we met through the show. No, you know, to give some credit here, and the first thing I ever wrote is she put Glamorous on her story on Instagram, and I wrote her, and then, you know, here we are.
The rest is history.
Rest is history, as they say.
Wow, okay.
I know.
All right, so Glamorous. The next thing is, did you tongue her?
Oh, my gosh.
You know, honestly, I might have slipped a tiny bit in there.
Because your dad was officiating, that was kind of weird.
He was, like, right in front of you.
Yeah. Well, my dad, he gave me a little high five after, so.
He did? That's cool.
Yeah.
That's
okay. No, he didn't.
Oh, okay.
My dad,
I thought that was actually
he's
sweet.
Much more like touching and sweet. No, but yeah, he was. It was cool. If I gave her any tongue, nobody could see it. It wasn't the type where you're really like licking each other's tongues.
Okay.
Oh man, how did I turn such a sweet break so disgusting so quickly?
Yeah, well, we're happy for you. I know you had a question for Ginge.
Did you consummate the marriage?
Yeah, okay, so yes. But all right, so we get to the hotel.
What does that mean, Chelsea?
It means they, like, hung out afterwards.
Yeah.
They hung out? Oh, you guys hung out after you got married,
right? Yeah, we hung out on the bed. So we get to the hotel, and we get up to the room. And
I don't know if I want to know the details.
Why?
Well, listen, this is a detail about, it's not the details of the consummation, it's details of how we got to the consummation.
Oh, are we?
I don't know if I need to know.
Basically, it was a whole... It was a whole thing. We went to one room. It was wrong. We had to go to another room. Then the consummation, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Not
you know.
You.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Exactly. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Fotch and Friends, 6 to 10 weekdays on Power 96.5.